Hello and welcome to episode 14 of Between the Swings, hosted by myself and Kyle Jones. Thanks for being here. Today we're going to be talking about the updated season that we are in here at Superstition Springs and what to expect as we are managing our golf course here. We're also going to be talking about some Between the Swings moments with Scottie Scheffler, as well as finishing up our giveaway with Wilson to see who wins the infamous Wilson putter. It's going to be a good episode. Welcome, friends, to episode 14. Kyle, how are we doing today?
Hello, friends, and welcome. I'm doing fantastic. Yeah. It's September. We got football on the TV. I'm almost ready to feel a little bit cold. So, no, we've got change in the air, and we're excited to be talking about what September brings us.
Yeah, absolutely. And for those of you that like to listen to our conversations here, we had some technical difficulties. We'd like to post once a week, but sometimes life gets ahead of us. We're too busy. Things are a-changing, but nonetheless, we're glad to be back. And it's a fun season right now at Superstition Springs, let alone Valley Golf here in Phoenix. September is, in my opinion, a killer month. It's like weather, hopefully, begins to drop temperature a little bit. Courses prepare for overseed. How would you describe this season at Superstition Springs?
It's one with a lot of excitement. So September, just like you said, has a chance to bring cooler temperatures. We actually have our first little chance of a rainstorm coming up on the 14th and 15th of September, so we're excited for that. We've got our first couple of days forecasted at 97, 98, 99 as well. So that starts to bring out a lot more golfers. It also starts to just be the beginning of, you know, what is our busy season. So when golf courses transition from slow season to busy season, they go through an overseed process. Many golf courses in our area will start that process in early September. So what does that mean for us? There's a lot more golfers looking to play with a limited inventory because some golfers are golf courses are going through that process. So we start to see a lot more faces for a lot of our employees on staff, myself included. Yeah. September can be the best playing conditions of the year. The Bermuda grass is phenomenal. It's warm, it's dry. Mm-hmm. The golf ball flies really far and it's firm and fast. So you get to play golf conditions that are a lot different than in season for sure, right? Where you hit your golf ball isn't necessarily where it ends up. So it's a different play ability than it is when it is during the golf season. So for those reasons, it's quite a bit exciting. I mean, we talked last week about a tee reconstruction project that we started. So we're so excited that sod was laid last Friday.
Yep.
And let's see, that was the 6th. And so now here we are on the 9th, just finishing up like the last areas on the golf course to put that sod in. That's been transplanted. They'll be protected for the next 2 or 3 weeks with rope and stake as we water those in. And then they'll be healthy to play maybe the last week of the golf season. And then we'll go into our overseed process. So if you come in and experience the golf course, you will see some temporary tee boxes on par threes. Some of them are a little bit closer. Some might be a little bit longer. So come out and enjoy those different shots, but know that it's all in the name of improvement.
Yeah, man, it's fun to be at the course right now while we're improving something that has needed to be improved.
Yes.
We all know, I mean, imagine playing a golf course. You see some rope and stake out there. You think one of two things. Man, I wish I could play that tee box. Secondly, thank goodness the course cares enough to you know, make a difference to the playing conditions. So it's going to be nice to play on those par threes with some even tee boxes.
Yeah, so big investment from Arcus Golf. So we're so thankful that we were able to partner on what is about 27,000 square feet of new tees. So almost every par three tee box is being touched last week and this week. So exciting stuff.
Yeah. And the overseed thing is always a fun conversation for me because I, as you do too, but I have a lot of friends that are not Arizona natives, and a lot of people come and play golf and try to play golf during overseed, and they make it frustrated because the course is getting prepared for overseed, or they're coming to play golf in Arizona and half the courses are closed for overseed and people don't understand what that is.
Yeah.
Now, Arizona, along with what, like some courses in Vegas and Texas are the only kind of places in the United States that overseed? Is this
You're
correct?
Absolutely right. It's regionally in the Southwest United States that will go through this overseed process.
Yeah. And it's crazy because we reseed our course every single year.
Yeah.
We have to
put
new seed down. I've learned a lot about the overseed process. If you come to our course, you know, at the end of September, we're preparing our course for overseed, which means it's going to be brown. We're going to be purposefully browning the course. We're shutting off the water slowly but surely because all of that Bermuda grass needs to go dormant so that we lay new grass on the top. So we're entering into that season and we're going to be closed for 14 days. How do you describe this season as the general manager at Superstition? What is the, like, the September month? How do you process this as a leader, as manager?
That's a great question. September for us is a lot like MLB's spring training. We should have pretty darn close to the full team of individuals or employees that we're going to have on staff. And now it's our job as leaders to really go over the fundamentals of the rule book, which is the expectations of setup and service. And you use the month of September to, you know, educate and train all of these people and find out which employees work best together, which employees work best as openers versus closers. And you get to apply the effort and energy as if it's a real game. But at the end of the day, we know that on October 14th, with 220 or so golfers, also paying closer to $89, that's a lot different than last Sunday, which had 125 golfers, and that public price is somewhere around 62 or 64. So yeah. It's not like these spring training games or the golfers in September don't matter for us, because a round of golf and how someone feels when they're done with that round of golf always matters to us. But we're excited to really suit up, put on our team uniform and call it spring training for the month of September, because we know that come October, there's not a lot of time to tweak the people that you have on the playing field, right? Yeah. Because you're moving so fast in business and operation and serving the person in front of you that you only have time for quick course corrections. Mm-hmm. So August and September has really been our intention as leaders to obsess over what are we asking them to do? How do we explain it to them? And then we give them really crucial, you know, successful feedback and follow-up.
Yeah. It's you challenged us in a staff meeting a month or so ago, like, this is the time where we can get creative and think through, okay, if money wasn't an option, what would we do? And then how can we go from there and envision what our season is going to be like? You said some ridiculous statement like, let's hang the golf carts upside down from the cart barn. We're not going to do that, right? But the idea is, let's think outside the box and let's figure out something that maybe we want to do differently. And our season very much could be the same as it's been, staging carts, these types of things, but we might have some adjustments because of that big picture thinking, which I really like. So we've challenged our team to, you know, and even myself and you to think through, hey, let's try something different. Now we can think through cart staging process, check in, check out, what does the range look like? And we can try some of this in September, and it may stink and it may rock, and that could shape how our season's going to look.
Yeah, I mean, I just got excited all over again with you talking about how we challenge ourselves to think differently, because outside of the spring training idea, there's one other thing that can really define what the September-October transition is like in just one or two words, and it's light switch. Mm. Right? We know that when we open up on the 14th, we are drastically different. It's not like you go from accidentally 220 rounds on one day back to 60 rounds the next day and you get to catch your breath, right? It's this nonstop focus on guest experience at that point. So when we have the seasonality of a light switch turning on and turning off, right before we turn it back on again, we just challenge ourselves to think about the environment that we are going to be in once that light switch is turned back on.
Yeah.
And just figure out, what can we do differently? What can we improve upon? All in the name of how that person is feeling when they're done with their round of golf. Yeah. What are we doing to make that person seen or feel connected with at our property, right? So, yeah, we challenge ourselves to really surprise our golfers. And in order to surprise your golfer or your guest, you also need to surprise yourself with maybe operating a way that you didn't think you could have.
Yeah.
And that all starts with the vision of maybe charging your golf carts by hanging them from the ceiling of the car barn, right? I mean, it starts with the vision or picturing what it is you want to accomplish, and then work as a team to overcome those hurdles, because we're obsessed over the guest and how we make them feel. And that's what excites us to really try and do something different, so that when they show up to our property, they're like, well, that wasn't their last golf season.
Totally.
And that's really cool. We can see why it's there. So yeah. We're excited to try different things and see what sticks and see what lasts through the golf season.
Yeah. And we're lucky to have a program called our Prime program, where we have members who pay a little extra fee to receive a discounted green fee, access to some other Arcus courses, discounted rate, yada, yada, yada. So we can even think like, hey, what does a public golfer feel when they walk on our property? But then what does a Prime member feel who's paying a little extra money? It's kind of like the red carpet experience walking onto your Delta flight or whatever.
Yep, that's exactly right. We have a monthly membership where these individuals are choosing to be a part of a program where you're going to have a little bit of an elevated experience. And you also have some advantages when it comes to, you know, booking on the T-sheet. So fantastic program that, gosh, that can grow by about 75% from what it is in July and August to its peak time in January, February. So
yeah.
In September, October, we can gain probably 3 or 4 new members every single week. So we're welcoming back faces that we saw last year, sometimes new faces that are choosing us for the first time. So
yeah.
There's that program. And then also one of the first thing that kicks off the excitement of the golf season is our Arcus card pre-sale. So this is something that we celebrate for any golfer that's thinking about playing Superstition more than 1 or 2 times, especially if you're an Arizona resident, even if it's part-time. This is absolutely something that we encourage people to participate in. And that's a pre-sale that is going to be launched any day now. Was going to start today. There's one small change that's going to be made to that, and then we'll start selling that Arcus card program right away.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about that.
The Arcus card program is in Phoenix. We have a lot of Arcus properties and lots of golf courses in general. And I feel like a lot of courses have these punch passes, a lot of like places that you can buy pay money for the year and you receive a discounted rate. Some courses have different perks. Ours is very unique because we have 9 public golf courses in Phoenix. So when people, our program virtually says, hey, I want to be an Arcus card holder. It's one of 3 membership options. And this allows for you to receive 20% off your green fee. You receive a handful of free rounds throughout the year. You receive guest passes. And it's a way for you to say, hey, I want to play our Arcus properties, more than a couple times a year.
Right.
So why not jump on board, buy this amazing program? It's the best program in the Valley for
sure.
And
it's an extra 24 hours booking window. Yep. On top of the public.
Yeah.
Right. So there's many programs out there where it's a 3-day booking window, a 5-day booking window, where the public for us is booking 7 days and in. This cardholder is getting an extra day at 8 days.
Yeah.
Right. So it's 20% off every time you play, and you're getting that extra day booking window. So yeah, it's a phenomenal, phenomenal opportunity to play great golf at 9 golf courses all throughout the Phoenix metropolitan area. The exciting thing about pre-sale is the extra rounds of golf that you can get, right?
Seriously.
So when you buy it, you're getting 20% off for the entire golf season, which is October 1st through the end of September. But you're also receiving a free round of golf when you purchase this. Round of golf can be anywhere up to $109 or $119.
Yeah.
So this pass is $199, saving 20% every other time after that. You play 3 or 4 times in the year. It makes sense.
Totally.
Pre-sale, so from now through the end of September, there's 2 rounds of golf. You're getting an extra round of golf available for you at the price of $199. And for the first time ever, we've introduced a 4-round prepaid option. So with your card purchase of $299, you're getting 4 rounds of golf to the golf course that you purchased your card at.
Yeah.
Outside of that, the card's perks exist identically at every one of the golf courses.
Yeah. And like we said, it's 20% off all of your rounds at all of the Arcus properties. So yeah. If you call our course home, but you're like, I like to dabble at Ocotillo, Cocopelli, maybe a Raven every once in a while, boom, 20% off. Mm-hmm. We've had some people, some employees at our course come from Arcus properties in California. And this gentleman I'm speaking of was his jaw dropped. Like, this is by far the best program. There's only a handful of Arcus properties in California. Here there's 9. It's like, yeah. Why would somebody not get,
I can 100% second that. When I made the transition from California, there's two public golf courses in Ventura County that are close together.
Yeah.
And two public golf courses in LA County that are kind of close together. But those two on a bad day can be 2.5 hours apart.
Yeah.
Right. So thinking about trying to do a card program like this over just there. Doesn't necessarily make sense.
Totally.
Yeah. So when I came out here as well, you're introduced to it's a membership of thousands of people. So, you know, from a human being standpoint, it's also pretty unique that we as operators get to see the thousands of familiar faces that participate in this program. Yeah. So we hope that we can continue to see it grow because it's an absolutely fantastic program and there'll be more to come on that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So sign up for that. Dude, I was absolutely in love with watching Scottie Scheffler dominate the field a couple weeks ago. We have to talk about this.
Yeah.
At how good Scottie Scheffler is playing golf right now. How much I wish I could play that good of golf in my life. We're a program that talks about life between the swings. We can't, but we're also golfers. So we talk about the swings themselves and scores, and that certainly matters. But Scottie Scheffler has had phenomenal between the swings moments for sure, from getting arrested to having a kid and then valuing different things in his life, to his golf game and how it impacts all of that.
Right.
You, went hunting when this tournament was going on a couple weeks ago, but did you get to catch some of it?
I did. I watched a little bit of it on Sunday. So I know the interview that you're going to bring up right now. And it's absolutely fantastic. His golf season, I would put it up there on Mount Rushmore of the one of the four greatest golf seasons that have ever been played. Right,
golf seasons, but not golfers. He hasn't made his way onto the Mount Rushmore of golfers.
I think he's chiseling his face. Okay. I think a fifth face is being chiseled up there. The face that's going to fall off by the end of his career, I don't know.
Okay,
but it's Tiger, Jack. Man, I don't know. Hogan and Bobby Jones definitely deserve to be on there as well. But if there's another season that even looks remarkably close to this, Scotty's going to be that fifth name up there, right? So to come out and do what he did and play at the playing ability that he played at, it wasn't just good golf for him. It was exceptionally better than everybody else the entire year too. And how he was able to remain level-headed and put it all into perspective, that's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, so he went on and they were doing this interview and they're like, dude, how do you play this good at golf? The dude obviously knows his stroke. He knows where the ball, he knows his miss. He knows how to shape his shots. Like, he knows golf. But he proceeds to say, when I go home, he has a kid now, when I go home, his son doesn't ask about his golf game, just calls him dad. And like at the end of the day, for Scottie Scheffler, who is hoisting trophies, wearing jackets, that's what matters to him.
Mm.
And that is shocking to me. You know, it's shocking because he's won so much money. He cares a lot about golf. He has to care a lot about golf. But I think when he hits a bad shot out there, he's like, my kid doesn't care that I hit a bad shot right now. My kid just wants me to come home at the end of the day.
Yeah.
That was a between the swings moment that like really shook me for sure.
That's powerful. And that's his mindset when he's closing out a golf tournament at the end of it. I also heard him in another interview to share the same thing, how he prepares when he's standing on the first tee box.
Yeah.
And he's saying that, I think this is for the Olympics. He's saying, of course, for the Olympics, he felt nerves and a lot of emotion on the first tee box. But typically, when he shows up to work at the PGA Tour and he stands on that first tee box, he tells himself, I have done the work that I need to do to perform at my expected level.
Hmm.
And so now I'm just going to let it go and I'm going to perform. So what an unbelievably freeing mindset or liberating mindset when you step on the first tee box. And I think his caddy would say the same exact thing.
Totally.
You know, the amazing thing about Scottie Scheffler is how unbelievably ordinary he is. But the one thing that he does is he just puts in the work.
Totally.
And so that's how he's able to step in on the first tee box and know he's put in the work that he's need to do. He's had a plan, he's executed, and now he's going to go enjoy the moments between the swings. And when that club hits the golf ball, he's just going to trust.
Yeah, man. And the, you know, to take it to a deeper level, there's lots of, this is his job, right? And so for all of us who aren't pro golfers, we're golf professionals. We manage golf courses. There's people that listen to us that do other jobs that isn't golf. Golf is a hobby for us. For Scottie, it's his job, but it's the same type of idea for us to be able to walk into work for the day and be like, I'm prepared. I'm qualified for this. I've done what I need to excel today, and then be able to go home and go, at the end of the day, my kid doesn't care what I accomplished or didn't accomplish at work. And my family hopefully shouldn't either. Like and that's what Scottie is bringing to the table. At least a reminder for all of us, dude. When I adopted my kid when I was 22. Mm-hmm. So I was 21 when we went through adoption process, 22. I did not read one parenting book. I read one and shut it. And I was like, here we go, like figuring it out. And, that riddled me with tons of insecurity about being a dad at a young age, all this sort of stuff. I didn't know much about what it was like to be a dad at 22. You know, most 22-year-olds aren't fathers in the now day and age, and at least, you know, not by choice. So I came home one day and I was just like so insecure about fatherhood. And my son, who's now 12, runs to the door and just goes, "Dad, dad, dad." He didn't care that I had the crappiest day at work. He didn't care that I I had a rough conversation with my boss, and it was for a moment for me to go, he just cares. He just loves dad, you know? And so I think Scottie bringing that up was a reminder to me that there's a bigger picture out here, to take a breath while you're at work, to take a breath while you're on the golf course and realize kind of what actually matters. Have a blast at playing golf, but take a breath and embrace the moments a little bit.
Yeah. I think the way that I embraced that was to take a step back and like start a one-on-one conversation with asking the person in front of me, what's on your mind when you're driving to work or driving home?
Yeah.
Right? Because if it's something that's stopping you from embracing the moment of that hug with your kid or your significant other or your dog, whatever it is that you look forward to when you get home, it's worth having that conversation. And just recently had a couple of those conversations that would lead into a rather difficult conversation regarding some of the things that would bother someone or actually bring up some tears. So the question's a difficult one to ask, but boy, am I thankful that I asked it. And I can guarantee that question alone is going to stop some future problems or communication problems from happening.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy that Scottie is out here being the best golfer in the world, but he's being the best golfer in the world by saying, I'm doing it by just trying to be a family man, and I put everything in perspective, and I am not defined by who I am on the golf course. And he represents that really well.
Yeah, it's really cool. So for all of us to like, you know, I like how you said not defined by who I am on the golf course, because it's so true, yet everyone defines him by who he is on the golf course, but that perspective is shifting. And for me to find people in my life that I define not by who they are, quote unquote, on the golf course. So work for me, as Scottie reminded me this, work for me has become less about what I do and more about the people I do it with. And I think that is, you know, me and you've had some of the best conversations driving the golf course and thinking through leadership convos and where we're headed. And you've poured into me thinking through, you know, this is where I see you in the golf industry and yada, yada, yada. And suddenly life, like work becomes work, but it's more about the people I'm shoulder and shoulder, arm in arm with, kind of taking the hill together. And, so there's my between the swings moment of the year.
I'm right there with you, man. Thanks for saying that. That's amen.
Yeah. So, anyway, the last thing about Scottie that I want to say is he was minus 30 of this tournament. insane. And do you remember when he said, like, hey, how do you go home and play golf with your buddies? Do you remember what he said?
Yeah.
Like, how do you compete with your friends?
He said, that's one thing I love about our world handicap system is it can tell me what my playing level is right now compared to my buddies. So, yeah, he's playing as a +7. If someone is a scratch golfer, meaning they should go out and shoot even par, Scotty's given him 7 strokes standing on the first tee box. He is 7 strokes behind this golfer.
Yeah.
That's insane. That's like walking up to almost a professional level golfer and saying, hey, you want to spot me 7 before we tee off? Well, it's otherworldly golf.
It's otherworldly golf when you think of it as a scratch golfer who's also a good golfer. Like, you're basically scratch. I just looked the other day. I'm a -6.
Okay.
So Scotty is giving me 7 strokes just to get to even, and then 6 more he's giving me just to compete. And this is, he'd still win, dog. I mean,
I'm pulling up my handicap right now for real live data.
Real live data.
Yeah, I post my scores on the Grint app. Shout out the Grint app. I'm a 1.2 index right now.
Okay.
So at a golf course from the back, it's probably a 2 or a 3, and he's spotting me 9 or 10 strokes before we even tee off. And I wouldn't play him for $10 for that amount. I mean, cause he would beat me.
Oh, it's wild. It's wild. So, I think we ought to do a little, we got to finish with a little drawing, don't we?
I think we got to wrap up our amazing first of many contests. Yeah. We have a Wilson Infinite Series putter that we want to give away. So let's
do this live. The last time we did it on Instagram, we had our friends ChatGPT help us out. So I have it pulled up on my phone, and I think we need to figure out who's going to win the putter. So let me pull up ChatGPT.
Our friend ChatGPT. It's going to select a random winner out of all of the qualified.
All of the qualifier. Okay, let me push this button. Select giveaway winner. Select the giveaway for the putter. Let me type that in. Who's it going to be live on the pod right now? Calculating.
Oh, you got to show me. I can't wait.
There it is.
Heck yeah. Who do we got?
We got Wyoming Matt.
Matt. Congratulations, buddy. A Wilson Infinite Series putter. Yes. That's cool, man. I'm happy that it was you. Congratulations.
We'll reach out to you on Instagram. Congrats, Matt. Thanks for everyone for participating in our little our giveaway, subscription giveaway. We'll do more of those. It was fun. And Definitely. Hopefully we can continue to get a little community going, talking about life between the swings. So
yeah, we got more to come. Stay tuned, friends.
Yeah. So this concludes our episode, man. Fun conversations, fun journey along in the month of September, and I can't wait to see what October's like.
Yeah, let's bring on the golf season. Let's have some fun.
And keep embracing the moments.
All right, friends. Have a great week.